This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Kevin Kniestead. Beginning next fall, student transcripts are going to look a lot different at UNC Chapel Hill. They will still include the grades for each class and the overall GPA, but the transcripts will also show the median grade for the class and how the grade ranks. The idea is that this will discourage students from seeking easy classes to boost their grades and will reward students who do excellent work in more difficult classes. Sociology professor Andrew Perrin heads the committee that approved this change, and he joins us now. Professor Perrin, how is this going to work?
Sure. It's very simple, really. The situation right now, of course, is that for every class that a student takes, that student is issued a grade, and then we just take a simple weighted average of those grades to get the GPA, the grade point average. What we've done is to add to the transcript the median grade issued in the class in each section that a student took. So alongside a student's grade would be her median grade for that class section, and then a percentile rank that explains where in the group of students in that class her own grade would fall. So if a student is in a class and achieves an A, and that class has all A's issued, her percentile rank would be between 0 and 100%. That is, we know that she falls somewhere between the best student and the worst student in the class. And we can, as you can imagine, go through and calculate those ranks based on the other grades issued in the class. Then for each semester where we currently report the GPA, we're also reporting a new statistic which is called the schedule point average, or we're calling the SPA. And the schedule point average is very simple. It's just the average of those median grades for the classes that that student took. So you can think about that as if your average Carolina student had taken this mix of classes, what would that average student have earned?
So upon graduation, does a schedule point average almost become – is it the most important statistic in your mind, do you think?
So if I were reading transcripts, and as for example, when we do admissions for our graduate program, I do read transcripts. If I were reading this transcript, what I would be interested in is the relative strength of the student's grade point average relative to that student's schedule point average. So a student with a very high GPA but also a very high SPA is, in a sense, less impressive than a student with a moderately high GPA but a moderately low SPA. That suggests that the relative lowness of her GPA is a result of the fact that she took courses that tended to grade lower.
Okay, so what about what about students that end up applying to other graduate programs outside of UNC or potential employers? Are these statistics that employers and other schools are going to care about, I guess, or take into account?
Well, we certainly hope so. We did have a bunch of conversations with the kind of the three main kinds of institutions that receive transcripts and asked them what kinds of information would be helpful to them in learning the context of grades. And so we talked with admissions folks who do work with, for example, PhD programs and other academic graduate programs. We talked with people at professional schools, such as medical schools and law schools, and we talked with some of the big corporate employers that recruit from here. And all three, I would say, were enthusiastic about the information. I think they're going to use it differently, and I think it's going to take a little bit of time before particularly the large sort of corporate employers learn how to interpret this information.
Is this something that affects how the faculty, how professors go about their business and their grading as well?
I hope so, yes. In fact, the first prong of this reform package is not the transcripts. The first prong, which came out last spring, is what's called the Faculty Grading Dashboard. And that provides instructors with a really useful tool for looking at how their own grades compare to a whole bunch of different reference groups, others in their department, others in their division of the college, and others across the university. And so part of the point here is to try to help faculty and other instructors understand and reflect upon their own grading practices so that they can do the most accurate job possible of reflecting student performance.
Is there any other university grading system out there right now that is like this?
There's no one that's done as complete a job of it as we have. So I think this is something that really makes us a leader in the area. I think there's quite a bit of interest from colleagues at various institutions around the country in trying to follow our lead and do some contextual grade reporting. So I hope that we will end up being a leader in this area.
UNC Sociology Professor Andrew Perrin, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for your interest.